2 days after the 2003 Canberra bushfire killed 4 people, maimed others and destroyed almost 500 homes, John Stanhope faced a media pack demanding answers.
If you want to blame somebody, blame me.
Yesterday, Coroner Maria Dugan took John Stanhope at his word. In a damning report on the preparation and response to the fires, she connected the sins of commission and omission by public officials with their political master. Her report identifies numerous failings over many years, but chief among them is that leaders of the former Emergency Services Bureau knew the suburbs would burn for days before the disaster. They deliberately withheld that information, deluding themselves that they could stop the fire. John Stanhope had been briefed about the danger. He was Chief Minister, Attorney General and Acting Emergency Services Minister. Ms Dugan says the buck stops with him. He doesn't agree.
There's an enormous difference between accepting political responsibility as a head of government and then accepting that on a broad interpretation of the Westminster Convention, I then bear the brunt as leader for any perceived or actual failing of other ministers or officials.
Many of those subjected to scrutiny by this inquest have dismissed it as hindsight analysis. But evidence to the coroner and her final report show officials and government repeatedly failed to show any foresight. It was known for years that fuel loads in the bush around Canberra were dangerously high, but prescribed burning went undone. Expert advice on the danger fire posed to the capital was either ignored or, in one instance, deliberately suppressed. When the fires began on January 8, Ms Dugan says not enough was done to actively suppress them. 2 days before the fires hit Canberra, John Stanhope and his cabinet were briefed. Ms Dugan says Mr Stanhope knew then a potential disaster was on the city's doorstep, but he did nothing to ensure the community was warned promptly and effectively. At a later briefing that same day, the same officials failed to tell police what they'd told Cabinet. By the afternoon of January 17, Ms Dugan says all senior emergency service officials knew the fire would burn into Canberra. But this is what one former Chief Fire Control Officer, Peter Lucas-Smith, told a press conference that day.
They're a fair way away from the edge of the urban area of the ACT. Under a northwest wind conditions, the chances of them reaching the urban edge is pretty slim.
By the morning of January 18, one official had correctly predicted the time the fire would hit as 3 p.m. that afternoon, yet the public wasn't told. The warning finally came at 2:40 p.m. By then, Ms Dugan says it was too late for people to make an informed decision about whether to fight or flee. Worse, the late warning threw people onto the roads in the face of the flames. John Stanhope disagrees with many of the findings against himself, his government and his officials, and says he'll issue a formal response next year. The tiny group that follows ACT politics knows Mr Stanhope routinely lectures the federal government on its shortcomings. Last night, the Prime Minister, John Howard, had the opportunity to comment on ACT affairs.
Whenever something like this happens, there's a very heavy obligation on everybody to listen very carefully to what the coroner says, and I don't think it's enough for any government to just brush things like that aside.